Welcome to Mission Possible You. This uplifting podcast delivers inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears. Fresh, crisp, new insights downloaded into your mind, leaving your body feeling replenished and energized. Lynn McDonald, the Mind Lady, is your host for Mission Possible You. She is obsessed about helping people from the inside out live and breathe the life they so desire and deserve better than imagined. Now, your guide for this journey of introspection, Lynn McDonald. Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me. This is Lynn McDonald. This is Mission Possible You. And I have a great guest here today. Her name is Jordan Taylor. She is a psychic medium, energy healer, spiritual teacher, and she's also a minister at the Spiritual Church of Love and Light. And she has been on before, and I want to introduce myself again, Lynn McDonald. I'm a life coach and a consultant as well. I am very passionate about the mind and helping people empower themselves to use their mind for empowerment purposes, because Jordan is here today to join me together so we can talk about thoughts and reality and emotions and feelings and things along that line that no one really ever tells us. So Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lynn. It's really an honor to be here. I really appreciate you picking my brain.
Oh, same here. Two thought nerds together. Don't you love it? So little quote I want to open up here with so you can get the gist of this today. And here is the whole theme of these next few minutes. Once you become consciously aware of just how powerful your thoughts are, you will realize everything in your life is exactly how you allow it to be. So isn't that the truth? You know, right, Jordan? And it's just so powerful that we have our consciousness that brings our thoughts alive through our senses. We have our mind, which is our power. And then we have our thoughts, which brings our reality to life, so to speak.
It's true. I mean, we are a walking, talking, self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm-hmm. In every moment of our lives. And we need to realize that we create ourselves, co-create with thoughts negatively and positively. And we need to be aware of both of these things. Because if you think you can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't.
Absolutely.
Simple as that.
Absolutely. We get 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts per day.
Yes.
The majority, right? The majority of them obviously are unconscious because a conscious mind can't process that number of information. So really, truly, the majority of our thoughts are unconscious. But as you know, Jordan, our thoughts create our feelings / emotions. So the body has to feel exactly how we are thinking. Don't you love how that works?
It's all self-talk. And I think of myself as a little mini computer, because I am, you are. Mm-hmm. And every thought is a line of code.
Yes.
And it's the code that makes up the program that spits out whatever you want it to do.
Yes.
Simple. Isn't that-
yes, very much so. And, you know, I always say this, even when I'm working with my clients, you know, you can understand someone's, you know, belief system in a sense based on what they're thinking or even obviously how they're feeling. And I always ask, do you really believe that thought? You know, there's some great work by Byron Katie out there, and she's done an amazing job picking thoughts apart. You know, one of her questions are, is it really true? And it's, how do you feel? How do you react when you really feel this thought? And who would you be without that thought?
Exactly. I love Byron Katie, and I use her for my clients. And that fourth question, who would you be without that thought? I like to turn it around and use that question first.
Yes.
That gets them thinking, oh my goodness. And that seems to spur them on even more with, oh my God, I could have this. I could do that. Let's get to work. Let's change these perceptions.
Exactly.
Just because it's something you believe doesn't mean it's true. You may think it's true.
Yes, absolutely. And here's another, you were talking about, you know, is this really true? So here's the thing, you know, we lose our identity when we begin to check in with these thoughts and inquiry our thoughts. And when we do that, it falls away. And most people, you're absolutely right, can't see beyond creating something in their life because they believe their thoughts that kind of prevent them from doing that. But you really, people get tied to their thoughts, their thinking, then they create an identity around it. So that's a great place to start with clients.
Exactly. Don't always believe what you think, because you and I both know that there's origination of our thoughts come from several places within our own being. Mm-hmm. The child has thoughts. That's usually fear-based, et cetera, et cetera. Then those who believe in the higher self, which you and I do, that's the more wiser self. Those are the good thoughts.
Right.
But, and then we have society thoughts we've been programmed with, and parental thoughts, and on.
Yeah.
And we have to really question, this thought am I thinking? It's either going to be empowering me, entirely me, like a vitamin, or it's going to be poisoning me. And it's my choice which one I want to accept.
Yes, absolutely. And often these thoughts are contaminated, and you know, we get these negative reactions, and we end up living in victim mode. But you're right, we always have a choice. And you know, over the experience in years working with clients, some people don't even realize that they're even thinking, which is pretty dangerous. Because really, then you're really totally not being aware of being aware that you're thinking. And that could lead to, you know, just running off our programs. And many of them are disempowering from the past. So you're absolutely right. So when you can really have that level of awareness and that level of a consciousness on exactly what you're thinking, and really here's the thing, and you know this, we're really truly feeling our thinking. So like you said, if you have a negative thought and you're feeling your thinking, it doesn't, many people think that our feelings and emotions come from outside, but they don't. They
exactly.
all come from within us. It's not from a person, the ex-husband, you know, the ex-whoever. It's always coming from within. You know, many people don't realize that.
I agree. Like, so the rage now is, empathy. Oh, I'm an empath. I hear a lot of people saying that. And what I tell them is, if you're a true empath and you worked on yourself, you're not going to feel anybody else's pain. The only reason you feel their pain is because you're resonating with it, because you have the pain within you. It's the tuning fork theory.
Yeah.
Room is filled with tuning forks and they're A, B, C, D, and you strike an A. Only the A will respond.
Yeah.
And I tell people, if you want protection from being an empath, work on yourself.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And something similar that I've learned, sympathy for distinction between sympathy versus compassion. To have sympathy for someone means you are really stepping in to feeling their feelings by yourself, going back in your own memories. And sympathy can't comfort anyone, only compassion can.
You know, empathy, exactly.
Right. And that's the whole thing. And many people do get that mixed up as well. I'm an empath, I'm this, I'm that, but you're absolutely right. It's bringing something up, how they're reacting. But it's truly compassion that we need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it truly helps.
But if you can tell someone, yes, I really know how you truly feel, you want to check in with yourself, because
right.
we all help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts are tools, but they can be a double-edged sword. And that's why we're here, to master them and not the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, thoughts are key here. And, you know, piece of advice I think that I would give someone, like I give many of my clients, many people, again, aren't aware of their thoughts. But if you check in every single day, keep a piece of paper and a pen, begin to bring your thoughts to your conscious level of awareness, jot them down. You know, this way you're teaching your conscious mind what they are, and you're bringing them into your own awareness. And I find that is very, very powerful. You know, people wake up in the morning, oh, I'm in a good mood, I'm in a bad mood. I don't know why that happens. It's because of thought alone. So when you know, right? When you can bring those to your conscious level of awareness. So for the listeners out there, if you're not aware of your thoughts, begin to jot them down, become, pay attention to them. And they show up as a feeling in the body as well.
So that's, and don't criticize the thoughts.
Right, right.
Because too many people criticize them. And then now that criticism causes a whole new wave of feelings of negativity. And this vicious cycle just gets bigger like the snowball effect.
Exactly. What we focus on grows, right? And oftentimes thoughts are, not say oftentimes, but thoughts are transient. They change. They come, yes. They go. You know, we're human beings. We're never free of thought. It's just how we work. And oftentimes the less power you give a thought, it begins to shrink down. And before you know it, that's gone and another one has come in. So you're right. When we ignore, in a sense, I say ignore, but okay, maybe I'm just feeling my thinking. When you can at least recognize that, that's a game changer.
Exactly. I mean, thought, processing thought is part of the way we evolve and grow and deal with our wounds, yes. But we don't want to get stuck in them too much. And it takes consciousness to know, am I dwelling too much? We don't want to repress. We don't want to deny, but we don't want to stay there too long either.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because you're saying, you know, processing thoughts. Oftentimes people go, oh, I, you know, I'm still living in the past. I can't get over it. And reality is, like you and I know, that the past doesn't exist. It's their thoughts about their past that's the issue. And mm-hmm. What happens is when, and you know this, when you're emotionally connected to your past, you can't see any wisdom. You can't get an understanding. You can't gain insight. You can't get the light bulb moment. It's only when you're no longer connected. So when the best way is, you know, if you can gain the understanding from what you're thinking, in a sense, and you get the, I'm not saying sitting there and mull in the past, because that's the worst thing, but when you recognize the thoughts, eventually you can gain the insight. And when you gain the insight, they're not there anymore.
Exactly. You know? I think a lot of thoughts are due to what we call triggering.
Yes.
If we haven't reconciled past events and something is similar, we get triggered.
Yes.
And I like to say, be aware of being aware of being aware.
Yes.
And then you ask yourself, why am I feeling this way? And really be receptive for the correct answer, because sometimes we don't want to hear the answer. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're like, here I go again. We have to be like that loving parent to ourselves and go, it's okay. I tell my clients, tell yourself daily, it's okay, I'm a hot mess. Doesn't matter. I love myself anyway. It's part of the process.
That's right. Evolution and growth. Yeah. And that's exactly what it's all about. But really, truly, suffering comes from our own thoughts.
Yes.
And, you know, it's our own thoughts that are causing that. So that means anytime we suffer like that, we are living in the past. Mm-hmm. And you're not able to, you know, move on to the present future, so to speak, in present moment when you are suffering. So that's the big thing that many people, you know, really go through. And we're not born that way. We are born with emotional and mental wellness. That's our birthright.
And creative impulse. We were created to create.
Exactly.
And, you know, I recommend everybody who has not read The Four Agreements to really read that book, because society, Murphy's Law, society teaches us, good, nice guys finish last. What can go wrong is going to go wrong. The whole litany of different negative things that we take in because someone with authority said so.
Exactly. Yeah.
And we buy into it.
Yes, you're 100% right. And, you know, when we should educate ourselves, read, that's what I always say, to read, understand these things. And when you can gain the insight, which is, you know, so powerful. And, you know, many of the clients that I have, and maybe people that you deal with, and just people in general, they say, oh my gosh, you know what, Lynn, I read so many great self-help books. I've been to so many great workshops. I know this stuff. I don't know why I'm not doing it. That's not true understanding. That's intellectual knowledge. You can't live that. The understanding comes from the revelations, the insights, the aha moments, that, you know, those big light bulbs that go off. Because once you have that, you never, ever forget it. You don't have to remember how to do something. And so, you know, we've got to get it out of that intellectual level, just like people that keep going back to their past and thought and feeling. Once they can understand what they've learned from their past, then all that disappears.
I agree. That's what I tell my clients too. You're right. I say, if you're going to read a book, like you said, you can read it from your brain portion, or you can really take it in your heart and go, okay, I'm really going to live this. And there's a difference.
Yeah.
And I find a lot of my clients, when they get to that point of being sick of being sick and tired,
yes,
that's when they're ready to make the change, unfortunately.
Yeah. A lot of people have to hit rock bottom. Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the thing, and you know this very well, Jordan, you can't make change from the same mind. So you have to change how you think, how you feel, and how you act to create a new personality, a new personal reality. Of your life, you know, and you can't do that from emotions that are from the past.
Exactly.
From the past.
And like, you know, for instance, personality traits. It used to be believed that if a person was shy, they were always going to be shy. They were always going to be introverted. There's no way they were going to be extroverted. Mm-hmm. And I finally did the study and I helped my clients. I'm going, there's a reason you're shy. And a lot of it is you're self-conscious for a reason. And you don't have a self-worth there. Yeah. And once you bring that to light and learn that you are worthy, that shyness goes away.
Yes.
I've seen time and time again, even in my own life, I've experienced it.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's part of the work that we need to do. I mean, we were created by our parents. Mm-hmm. And I like to tell my clients, they use the good, bad, and ugly.
Yes.
So we need to keep the good and get rid of the rest.
Yeah. Exactly. Isn't that the truth? And you can only do that, like you're saying, is going inside. And it's a place many people don't want to go. Change can only happen on the inside. And you know this, not the outer world. Oftentimes people try to change a habit with behavioral change. Doesn't work because the end result of a behavior is from thought. So you got to change your thought to change your behavior.
Exactly.
You know, that's what it's about. And oftentimes we've been given labels. We live labels, you know, like you're just saying, you know, I'm a perfectionist. I'm not confident. I have a low self-esteem. I'm a procrastinator. And again, the mind believes what you tell it. You drop that label living. You're not that anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's so many things that we tell ourselves and, you know, thoughts could be images. It could be, you know, feelings, emotions, perceptions. And thoughts are powerful.
Right. We can have a fear that's so strong. And if we wear those glasses, so to speak, of that fear, everything we see around us is colored by it.
Yes.
And it's not reality what's going on, but we see from that fear.
Yes.
And that can be very frightening from some folks until they realize what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. And really at that point, they're feeling, they're thinking. And, you know, that is the biggest thing that I love to share with my clients is, you know, when you're really in it and you can recognize fears or whatever it is, you are literally feeling, you're thinking. It's the thought that's creating that internal experience.
And there's many ways to stop the thought.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go cancel, out, or we all have these little tools. And I find having tools, spiritual tools, meditation, prayer, whatever you want to use, helps you to control those thoughts.
Yeah. It gives you a higher level of awareness. And that's the whole thing. When you are able to get that higher level of awareness of being aware, that is when you have the ability to really, truly recognize your thoughts and decide that, you know what, I don't have to believe everything that's coming through. I don't have to act on everything. I don't have to respond the same way that I normally do. It's about choices. But once you're aware, you have that power. You have that power.
It's challenging because I know you're working with your clients and my clients, and even my own experience, when a belief is so deep and indwelling within a person, it's not going to go away within a day because it was repetition that created it. And unfortunately, it's going to take repetition to back your way out of it.
Absolutely.
But it's challenging when you become free.
Oh, it's wonderful when you're free. Oh my goodness, yeah. And that's when we can really create. You know, many times people say, oh, I don't really know who I am. But in the process of creation, that's when you find out who you really are, because you're creating your life as you move along, in a sense. And that's how you find out who it is that you really are. You're not
sometimes it's scary when you realize who you thought you were. Like, oh my goodness, I didn't really realize I believe that. Wow.
Exactly.
We have the power.
Yeah, we so have the power, and it's all about, you know, a choice. And that's really what it is. It's taking ownership of your life. And that's the only way to take ownership of your life. And oh my gosh, it's so powerful.
Wasn't there the phrase, I'm not sure if it's Descartes, I apologize if it's not, but wasn't it, I think, therefore I am?
Yes. Yes. I think that's what it is.
And that's the whole idea. Whatever you think, you become. And it's even in the Bible. It is done unto a man as he believes. Mm-hmm. It's all there. And it's really hard to fathom that sometimes, because we're taught, oh, thoughts are just there, you know. But no, there is an origination. And you're right. We are the originator.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a gift. They, you know, the universe gave us gifts, the mind, you know, mind, consciousness, and thought, the three principles that Sydney Banks discovered many years ago. And it's a gift, and we can use it.
Or it uses us.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. Oh my gosh, you're absolutely right. Absolutely. So give us one piece of advice before we go that you could share with our listeners, because you have so many amazing tools.
Working with my clients, what I find is I need to build within each client the truth of who they truly are. Mm-hmm. And I find using spirituality is the best thing. Who am I in the eyes of my creator? Who am I in the eyes of God? I mean, we all have different names for creative energy. Mm-hmm. Some use God, some don't, nature. But learn who you truly are. And you know, here's something that you can try. If you got 10 trusted friends, say, I have a homework assignment. Will you help me? Give me 10 descriptive adjectives of me. And then you get from these 10 different people and read them and go, oh, wow. And the same 10 people are saying the same thing. And you use that to build that new paradigm of who you truly are. Because usually it's our friends who love us and adore us who see the true nature within us, not us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because we don't see that. And that's why coaching and consulting is so magical, because we see things in people they'll never see. By any means. But I love to give this advice, because I do this when I work with my clients. I tell them right out of the gate, stop talking about your past. Because the more you talk about your past, the more you relive it. You live in the disempowering emotions of the past. The body becomes addicted to the emotions of the past. And talking about it can solve nothing. And I'm telling you, I have so many incredible stories. I could be on here for hours. When people stop talking about their past, They get disconnected, and they begin to truly discover, they've discovered who they're not, but they discover eventually who they are, and it changes their whole life from the inside out.
I agree. Sky's the limit. And you're right. Don't use the past to create your present moment and your future. It's just that. It's bygones. And right. I do find people say, I can forgive, but I can't forget. And I tell them, well, then you haven't truly forgiven. Mm-hmm. But when you truly forgive, you don't think about the past at all. No matter how horrendous it was, you realize it's done and over, and it has no bearing on my present moment.
Exactly. And when you forgive, you don't have an emotionally charged, you're no longer emotionally connected. Then you're absolutely right. And look what you've been through in your life, and you're certainly no longer emotionally connected because you forgave.
And look, I had to.
That's right. That's right.
For all your listeners out there, please listen to this. When I gave up my emotional investment, I became free. Mm-hmm. And that freedom, yes, it was hard won, but I would never give it up. And I pray for everybody out there in this moment that's listening, that you become free and that you have the ability to do that and the strength to find and create a better life, because that's what God wants for you all along. Yeah. Suffering is totally optional.
That's right. Yes, it is. Thank you. Yes, absolutely. So, Jordan, where could people get a hold of you if they'd love to reach out to you? What's the best way? Through Facebook?
Facebook, texting. Those are the two primary things. Thank you so much for having me on. This has been a really good topic. We have more power than we realize.
Absolutely. We're going to come back for another segment, maybe the next show, and we'll talk about something else. But if anyone wants to get a hold of me as well, I'm available on Facebook, Lynn McDonald, M-A-C, or through email, which is missionpossibleyou@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Love bringing you some great people on this show. And this year, we're really going to be amping up empowerment, because no one tells anybody of this, what power they truly have. And oh my gosh, this is the only the beginning. We have a lot more great shows to come. So keep listening, and we appreciate it. Jordan Hunt, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Lynn. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone. You've been listening to Mission Possible You with your host, Lynn McDonald. This uplifting podcast delivering inspiration directly sprinkled into your ears each week, helping you to live your best life better than you could have imagined. Connect with us on social media, and please remember to subscribe.